Small businesses are the cornerstones of our local communities, and small business owners are hardworking and passionate people who are chasing down their ambitions while there's a lot on the line. So, let Verizon champion your small business dreams. Whether you own a small business, are scaling one, or starting one from scratch, you need Verizon Small Business Days. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. During Verizon Small Business Days, you can receive a free tech check with a one-on-one meeting with a Verizon business expert. Plus, Verizon business experts will provide you with personalized advice and solutions that are tailored to your specific small business needs. Take advantage of special offers and deals during Verizon Small Business Days and get more for your business. Verizon, well, they've got you back. Don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to verizon.com/small business.
So why do you want to learn a new language?
I'll tell you why. Because ¿dónde está el baño? Can be a very important question at times. You know, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. Fast track your language acquisition with immersive lessons designed to teach you to pick up languages in a natural way. I love the fact that I can go from my laptop to my phone to pretty much anywhere and learn the language of my choice. Not to mention, I'm bringing my communication skills to new heights. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a limited time, StarTalk Radio listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/starttalk. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/starttalk today.
I'm Gary O'Reilly.
And I'm Chuck Nice.
And this is Playing with Science. A Cosmic Queries episode, and one you have been demanding for so long now, we just had to give you what you've been asking for, which is a wrestling show with none other than your favorite personal astrophysicist.
I don't know if I'm their favorite, but I'm definitely their personal astrophysicist.
Mm-hmm. You're our favorite.
We're going to call you the Great Grappler.
There's someone who publicly said I was their favorite astrophysicist, and it was Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton called you her favorite astrophysicist?
Publicly. And I said, Hillary, how many astrophysicists do you know?
And she was like, you?
You, that was it. So, yeah.
Now, she knows quite a few, I'm sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, believe me.
I'm going to keep you elevated on that pinnacle. So before we get into our listeners' questions, and there have been so many, and thank you, can you just give us a very basic overhaul of wrestling for people like myself who know there's two guys, a mat, and that's me tapping out.
Two guys with a skin-tight singlet on.
Mm. That's why I watch.
The two reactions were different to the two of you.
You had me at singlet.
So, yeah, I don't make a big deal of this, but I used to wrestle.
Yes.
Yeah, I wrestled. I was undefeated in high school.
Wow.
Captain of my team.
Wow.
And
you went to a nerd school, though.
I went to a nerd school. So.
Oh, way to go.
Damn, Chuck, I had him going for a while.
No, but you wrestled in college,
then
too,
I went
to
college, and then I found out that there are people who... I went to college in the Northeast, and we wrestled people from the Midwest.
Wow.
I'm talking about some corn-fed wrestlers.
Ooh, those big farm boy.
Farm boy hauling cows.
Yes, exactly.
Elsie needs to go to the other pasture. I got her.
Exactly. You know. Oh, they came into the match with a cow over their shoulders. Just like, where should I put this?
So it was like, okay. So I actually had a losing record for 3 of my 4 years of college.
Whoa. Wow.
But it was, for me, I enjoyed the sport, whether or not I was winning.
Yeah.
And when you lose, it's like, you lost. You can't blame anybody else. It's not, you didn't catch the pass that I threw you.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, or you slipped on a thing, or you weren't paying attention. It's all you.
Right.
It's only
just you
and
out
I
there.
And I loved the purity
of
the accountability of that sport.
Yeah.
Wrestling.
Teach you much as a person, as a human being, other than a sportsman, as an athlete?
Did I what as a?
Did it teach you?
Teach me?
Yeah.
Did you glean any lessons from wrestling that you took into your life as a philosophy?
I'm the, ooh.
Yes.
Ooh. I'm the only person I grew up with who's never actually been in a fight. Really? 100% of everyone I grew up from elementary school through middle school, because that's where it kind of matters.
That's where,
right?
Yeah. Mm.
Everyone, guys, has been in a fight, and I've never been in a fight.
Is that because you wrestled them instead of fighting them? Come here. Full Nelson.
So, full Nelson is not legal in wrestling.
It is not. Yeah,
no.
Half Nelson, though?
Yeah, totally half Nelson. Okay. And there's Nelson a power half Nelson.
Whoa.
Power half Nelson?
Yeah, there's a power half.
That sounds a lot like Full Nelson.
Yeah.
So for me, wrestling was a place to deposit all of my sort of testosterone energy that might otherwise manifest in guys just being cantankerous
right.
in the real world. Like, for example, you've been at an intersection and somebody cuts somebody else off.
Right.
And if someone starts screaming, it's going to be some guy who didn't want
to. Hey, I'm walking over here.
Yeah, you know.
And yeah, well, not for long, buddy.
Yeah. Right. So in those moments, I'm just calm and peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, you want to cut me? Fine. You must be in a bigger hurry than I am.
That's how I feel when I'm carrying a gun.
Chuck.
No.
I'm very, very calm when I'm carrying a gun. I'm very calm.
Smith & Wesson beats 4 aces exactly. every time. Right?
People are just like, you better watch yourself, buddy. And I'm just like, thanks. And you have a great day, too.
So
take long to go there, did it?
No, I know. So I'm just saying I think of myself as a peace-loving, calm person. I don't know if having wrestled pulled that out of me. I don't know.
The bit about not being able to win every bout, did you take that with you through the rest of your academic career?
Great
these
question.
Setbacks, how do I equate this now?
To me, they weren't setbacks. They were learning experiences.
Thank you.
There you go.
And I know that sounds cheesy, but it's true. Ooh. The person did something faster than I could react to. They had a move that combined with another move that I didn't see coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, whoa, that's good. That's good. And when I see some wrestlers,
call this one the egg beater.
Did you name any of your moves?
Yeah, I did. I had.
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, do you want that now? Or
no. We'll get to it.
We'll get to it. There's plenty of time. You know, the night is young.
But I'm interested to know.
Yeah. So I had a move that I never actually executed, but it had a name, and one day I want to do it.
Sweet.
I'm too old to
volunteer.
Well, I could totally do it on Chuck. I'm talking about in a real situation. Oh,
thanks for that vote of confidence.
I meant no disrespect to your.
No, I was okay. Chuck, I meant no disrespect. I was just pointing out the obvious.
No, get closer to this match.
So to lose is to learn.
Yeah.
It's not to see some wrestlers get angry and you know, kick the chair when they came. They might be angry with themselves, perhaps, but still, I view them all as learning experiences, as do rocket launch people.
Yeah,
okay? Right. If the rocket explodes on the launch pad, they say, how did you handle that failure? No, that was a launch rich in learning.
Right. We learned so much.
As long as you have enough diagnostics
right.
in the launch,
yeah. right.
cameras and sensors and things, what you don't want to do is ever make the same mistake twice.
There you go.
Right. It is.
That's the problem.
It's interesting.
And you know what? That's failure. That's failure.
Thank you, sir.
Making the same mistake twice is failure.
And
anything else is a learning experience.
Making a mistake that's never been made before, and I can move the earth.
That's it. Take it every time.
And if you live a life where you never make a mistake, you are not on the frontier of anything.
Right.
There's a similar comment from, AJ Foyt or Mario Andretti, one of the great
racing
drivers.
Yeah.
It is, I'm paraphrasing. It's, mm-hmm. If you're in control of the car, of your car, you're not in the race.
You got to be in
the
limit.
You got to be. If you are in total control of your car, you are not in the race.
Yeah, it's driving on the edge that makes you win.
Correct.
Just that little, we don't know how this could go.
Right.
So it's interesting. A lot of
By the way, I think some skiers feel this. You go down some slope and you don't, there's a tree there, a rock, a thing, and you're making, and so do off-road bikers, mm-hmm. you know, the
motocross.
Yeah. Right. Every instant is a decision you're making so that you don't die.
Yep.
Or you don't topple.
That'll focus your attention.
Like the guy on the old Wide World of Sports. I believe they called him the Agony of Defeat.
Yeah, that was his name.
Yep, that was his name. Agony of Defeat.
The Thrill of Victory.
And the agony of Defeat. And then they showed that guy coming off the...
Yeah.
Oh, so, coaches.
Oh, by the way,
come on.
Just a little bit of physics in that.
In that ski jump?
Okay, may I?
Yes, yeah, okay. So, it's a ski jumper who.
The fact that he kept sliding.
Yes.
Was a good thing. We don't have the proper understanding of injury in an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. On YouTube, there's a series strung together. I'm sorry, this is not about wrestling, but you, you took me
there.
You took me there.
Well, we're wrestling with physics now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
There's a string of videos. And it's called "And They Walked."
Oh wow!
Okay,
oh.
So these are these are car race
really nasty wrecks.
Okay, and in every case, they're going 200 miles an hour, right? And the car tumbles, bursts into flame. It just keeps going a quarter mile down the track, comes to a rest. The guy
gets out. Right?
Why does he get out? Because it took a quarter mile to change speeds from 200 miles an hour to zero.
Right.
What kills you? It's not how twisted the wreck is, although it can kill you if you're not in a roll bar.
Mm-hmm.
What kills you is how quickly you decelerate to zero.
Right.
Yeah.
So, that's what kills you.
Yeah.
That's what
quarter mile, no problem. Wall,
problem.
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 Right.
That's why you look at people's comments when Dale Earnhardt died.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah. Tragically. He was his car hit him the side of the embankment and stopped instantly. When I saw that, I said, "He's dead.
Right,
he's not walking from that."
Yeah.
He went from 200 miles an hour to zero in basically
one instant.
In an instant, okay, that's what you're not going to survive.
Wow.
So, but it didn't look bad
because
you didn't see the tangled, twisted, wrecking tires spinning, bouncing down the way.
Mm.
So, and it's why high jumpers land on pillows instead of on cement.
That makes sense.
Because it delays how long it takes you to slow down your speed to zero.
Right. Yeah. And, of course, there's not an inexhaustible supply of high jumpers.
So sports, that you know, that's why you want absorbing. This is the feature in the Volvo car. The Volvo has crumple zones.
Crumple zones.
Okay? So you don't just stop instantly.
Right.
The energy gets dissipated over that time of the crump and within the crumpled structure of the car itself.
Nice.
Now, how do we get there? What?
Okay, so
why'd you change? Why did you distract me?
I seem to have I've gained a blame somewhere along the line here. The burden of
has
come to my attention.
Like okay.
So we've gone from crumple zone to a wrestling mat, right? Which then has its own little concussion.
Yeah, good. Why don't we? That's a nice segue.
Yeah.
So I'm old enough to remember when the mat was really this cotton surface with a tarp over it, basically.
Ugh.
So you got a lot of skin burns on that.
Sure.
And then they perfected this rubberized texture that now is is what you find on all mats. It's maybe an inch or two thick.
That's not
and it rolls out. No, it's not, but it's very well designed.
Okay.
So
you don't want to be nice. Sorry, I'm pun intended. You don't want it to be a real comfort zone when you get thrown to the mat.
You know, you want to be like, you know, Tempur-Pedic.
Exactly. Actually, I want you to throw me down and I want to be like, okay, it's nice here.
Let's rest.
I'm going to nap.
So, yes, yeah, so you there yep. is a, it's one or two, maybe 1.5 inches. I forgot the exact dimension, but it comes out in big rollers. You roll it out, tape it together.
Yep.
And what's good about it, you get traction on it, but you can also slide across it. It's the best combination of the two. This was one of the problems with the early turf for football.
Mm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't want it to stop you on the spot because then you'd rip out your knees.
Right.
You want to have a little bit of give, but not too much give like what actual turf gave. There's an optimal combination of those two that minimizes injury.
We're on about the fourth generation of those.
Yeah, sure.
Right, let's get to some questions. Our listeners will be thrilled.
And the first of that turf was called?
AstroTurf.
And you know why?
Because
it came from outer space.
Because
space age material.
I don't know where it first appeared, but the first place I knew it appeared was Houston, Texas.
Right.
And Houston is the first word spoken from the moon.
Of course.
Because, of course, Houston.
Well, it's the Houston Astros. Houston, we have a problem.
Houston
Rockets?
This is where you get these names,
that's
because Houston is the Johnson Space Center. It is the command center for the manned space program of NASA.
There you go.
Affects the names of everything.
Whitney Houston, we have a problem.
Said Who's her boyfriend?
Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Question number one. Renee Douglas from Pittsburgh, from Patreon. Can you describe what wrestling in microgravity would be like? What rules would be needed to be adjusted? What rules would need to be adjusted and how?
I love that. Okay, yeah. So microgravity is misnamed.
Right.
It's just zero gravity.
Zero gravity.
Okay, just call it what it right. is.
Constant free fall.
Yeah, your constant free fall around the Earth.
All right.
And
every
when you're free fall.
School day, thank you.
It's zero G. So much of what makes wrestling work as a sport is knowing where someone's center of gravity is, taking them off of that center of gravity and watch them topple in a way that you control so that you get their back to the mat. And I didn't finish giving the basics of wrestling, but what should be obvious to everyone is your goal is to get their back to the mat for any amount of time at all, basically, right. And then you win. Okay, so it's... So much is what are you doing against the force of gravity or with the force of gravity?
Yes.
Right.
It's the combination of those two. And the more you can exploit that, then the more potent a wrestler you are. In zero G, it's not clear how you would design such a sport that way. So if I grab you and sort of pull you in one direction, there's no friction against another surface, and you'll just sort of rotate back the other way.
Right.
Right? You'll be this tumbling...
Ball of flesh. Well, you're just entwined with one another.
Right, and I could sort of push you... And then if I push you away, then you just float away forever.
Right.
You're not coming back.
You both float away.
You both float away from each other. Right. So part of the gravity, the need for gravity is what gives you friction against the mat.
Right.
Think about it.
I am.
You have, if I made you lighter and lighter and lighter, you have less and less friction against the mat. Like if you want to move furniture, right. but you're not strong enough to pick it up entirely.
Put on a slider.
Or you just lift it up mostly.
Right.
And then you can slide it. Right. You've reduced the friction between the furniture and the thing enough so that you can slide it without having to lift it entirely with all your muscles. So if it is not touching or has any weight on the surface at all, then there's not that you can just move it.
Right.
So I don't know that I don't think you can have wrestling.
So then you would have to have some gravity, like maybe on the moon. Then so that's 1/6 the gravity.
Gravity, yeah, on the moon. Yeah, so you need a bigger ring. Yeah, because I take you and I pick you up. I could throw you farther.
Right.
But in pro wrestling they throw each other. In sort of actual wrestling, no. Sort of intercollegiate and Olympic wrestling.
Would you have to then confine the space and not just have a single mat? You would have to have like a cube of which...
Yeah, you mean a cage match?
Kind of, yeah.
No, I just think you... I mean, right. No, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
In a wrestling match, there's a circle.
Yes.
As long as what is basically your center of mass with your opponent is inside the circle, you can have limbs sticking outside the circle and it's not a problem.
Right.
And if I'm in control and I'm about to pin you and you try to... wiggle your way out the circle, I bring your ass back in the circle.
Right.
Right? And the referee won't allow you to escape if I'm still in control with you and I'm in the circle and you're not. They'll still give it to me to pin you or to complete my move against it.
So, okay, gotcha.
So a wall is not the right concept.
I was just thinking of multi-walls for a mat. So you were going up, you were going left or right, down, and whatever. That was my thought, but...
Oh, I see what you're saying. So, in a zero G.
Right. Yeah.
So you would have circle above, below, and on each side.
So if you did push yourself away, you'd hit the wall, bounce back, and you're back in business.
Right.
As you came back into the middle. Okay, that's very clever. I have to think about that.
That's a first for me. Thank you.
It would be walls in all directions. In all directions. Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
It'd be kind of cool.
But then you'd have to add like some kind of, I don't know, like sword.
Here's what you need. A sword. Or a ray gun or something. Right.
You got to have something.
Wait, I got one. I got it. Here.
All right.
You have handles around the side. So I can grab a handle. I grab you.
Ooh.
I can swing you.
Nice. I like this.
Handles. Then I got a place. So then it's not about friction. It's just about your holding
on. Just holding on.
So we've gone from tipping point now to a point of leverage.
Correct. Where there are no tipping points because there is no net gravity force.
Right.
Right.
That'd be kind of cool because then you could actually slam
then
someone.
Then I got to get you, and I got to get you
close enough to the handle so I can get the
And if I don't get you close enough, I can't pull my move.
Right. Exactly.
Very good, Gary. Very, very nice.
All right. Okay.
I've become teacher's pet. Right, on that note, we'll take a break, and I will glow for about all of one second.
But before we take that break, let me just get people excited to know that the sport has expanded.
Yeah.
And in recent years, there are now women who now wrestle.
Good.
In exactly all the rules that we have.
And glow? The gorgeous ladies of wrestling? No, I guess. Maybe not.
Of course, there's been professional women's wrestling.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about in...
Oh, you're talking about real wrestling. I shouldn't say real wrestling. I'll offend some people.
So that's on the horizon for the Olympics and other things. So
female Olympic wrestling?
Yes. So that's an inclusive... the inclusion factor went up for wrestling rather than down as it's been in so many other sports.
Interesting, very cool. Because the next Summer Olympics will be in Tokyo.
I don't know. There might be exhibition. You know, they usually...
Yeah, they test drive the sport.
Mm-hmm.
The home of sumo wrestling in Japan.
Sumo wrestling.
So maybe we'll see something like that.
I've not ever seen a female sumo wrestler.
And Lord, let's hope we never do.
Chuck.
We are going to take a break and Chuck and I will have a discussion. Please stay with us. We'll have more
into the 21st century.
Dr. Tyson and ourselves about wrestling when we get back.
All right.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. So you need a business partner just like you, like FedEx, who understands your passion for serving your customers because they have the same commitment towards you. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the US on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. What's more, FedEx Ground is faster to more locations than UPS Ground. Trust FedEx for timely deliveries. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Whether you're a family vacation traveler, business tripper, or long weekend adventurer, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. And that's good, because there are a lot of me's. Choice Hotels has over 7,400 locations and 22 brands, including Comfort Hotels, Radisson Hotels, and Cambria Hotels. Get the best value for your money when you book with Choice Hotels. Cambria Hotels feature locally inspired hotel bars with specialty cocktails and downtown locations in the center of it all. Hey, that's me. Radisson Hotels have flexible workspaces to get the most of your business travel and on-site restaurants. That's me, too. And at Comfort Hotels, you'll enjoy free hot breakfast with fresh waffles, great pools for the entire family, and spacious rooms. Hey, that's me, too. I guess I'm just going to have to stay at all of them. Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Book direct at choicehotels.com, where travel comes true.
Do you want to set up your child for success? Of course you do. Maybe you want to save money on private tutoring, or maybe it's just out of your budget altogether. Is this a big school year for your child? Like maybe they're starting kindergarten, middle school, or high school, or some other milestone. Maybe your family moved and they're starting at a new school. Is your child ahead? Not getting challenged enough in class? Well, we love that little smarty, but we want him to be engaged. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or the personality. There's one site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. Kids can use it at home on the computer or on the go through the app on your phone or your tablet. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. And no more trying to figure out how to explain math equations or grammar rules yourself. IXL has built-in explanation videos. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And StarTalk Radio listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/StarTalk. Visit IXL.com/StarTalk to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to Playing with Science. This is a Cosmic Query with your questions for Dr. Tyson, your personal astrophysicist.
But I also happen to wrestle. That's why I'm on the show today
exactly.
At all.
Exactly.
Okay.
Why? And a favorite of many, although he's too modest to say such a thing. Right, let's get in with the questions.
Just a couple more rules about wrestling.
Yes.
Okay. So, you begin standing up and you get points for
a takedown.
You get points. You get a point if you escape. If you take me down and you have me in a hold, but then I escape, I get a point for escape. Takedown is 2 points. There might be some point changings in recent years. I haven't been as close to the sport as I once was. But then you get points if I expose your back to the mat, even if I don't pin you.
Oh.
Just because it's your vulnerability factor that I get points for.
That's okay. Pretty cool.
So that's good. If I'm in control of you for much longer than you're in control of me, I get points for that.
Okay.
It's called riding time.
All right.
And
so this is far more strategic.
If I'm not a big pinning person, I'm a takedown artist. Mm-hmm. I can take you down and let you escape.
Right. And because I want to take you down again and get another point.
I will always have twice as many points as you.
All right.
So we start out 2-1, but now it's 4-2, and then it's 8-4, and it's 10-5. And if I, in college, if I get more than, I forgot what the number, points more than you, they end the match because it's a.
But it's impossibility for you to catch up.
Well, not impossible, but just I'm dominating you and why bother to continue?
Oh, wow. Right. That's terrible.
Right.
Ugh. It's like the rule where the kid could, with the kids, what's that rule? The Little League rule where the kids.
Oh, yeah.
They can only win by, it's like 40 points. We call the game.
40 points.
It's
not that much.
Yeah.
40 points. It's the Little League rule. It's like a Little League rule. That's right.
It's like, yeah, exactly.
Come on, let's get some questions.
Let's get some questions.
All right, here we go. This is Kevin Brongar Grangian. Wants to know this.
From where?
He's from Facebook. And He says, what does leverage play in Greco-Roman style? What role does leverage play? And what are the differences between some of the showy WWE and the grappling style of the Greco-Roman wrestlers?
Yeah, excellent. So what I've noticed in pro wrestling, there's a lot of upper body moves. You know, legs are in there occasionally, but you see they're grabbed, they're tossed, legs are sort of auxiliary.
They don't look as good. They don't look as flashy.
It's not Greco-Roman wrestling is a branch of wrestling where you don't use your legs at all.
Right.
Okay. What that means is at a given weight class, you're not wasting poundage in your legs. So these guys got these pencil legs
and super upper body.
So they look like tubes of toothpaste being squeezed at the bottom. and it's all gone up to the top.
Yeah.
Tell that to their face, yeah.
Yeah, really.
So Greco-Roman, it's all about takedowns. It's about not using your legs.
Right.
And so there's a lot of sort of acrobatic things you do with your arms, your neck, your torso.
Right.
And I wrestled a guy who was highly trained in Greco-Roman. And if he hooked up my arms,
you were done, huh?
I was done. I was done.
So now,
once he got control of my arms, since I can't do anything with my legs other than stand, I had no recourse. And then he just took me down and pinned me.
So what is?
Wait. So the question of leverage.
Leverage.
Leverage is in everything. Right. Whether or not it's not about one variant in wrestling versus another.
Right.
Leverage is everything. And as Archimedes once stated.
Mm-hmm. Going back to Greco-Roman.
Thank you. Great having an educated person in the classically trained person.
Yes,
yeah,
as opposed to
you,
just
by
me.
The way. Yeah, exactly, yeah. I picked up so much from this.
Archimedes, give me a place to stand and I will move the world. He was referring to a lever.
Right.
If you had a big enough lever arm, you can do this. You know that thing they slide under a car and jack it up?
Right.
Okay, do you see the length of that lever arm that's doing it with?
It's super long.
If that were shorter,
Wouldn't work.
You just have to be stronger.
That'd be stronger.
Or heavier.
Right.
That's why lever arms are not a few inches long. They're like many, many feet.
Right.
So in wrestling, if I have to put, if you're here and I want to put you there and we're on the ground, I can't just pick you up. I have to somehow pry you into that position.
Yeah.
I have to find your tipping point so that your center of mass is on the other side of you rather than on this side of you, and then you will tip over. Everything is about levers. Everything. And I had long arms, so I had a good lever arm relative to other people. If you're a stubby-armed wrestler, you're not really prying people around.
Oh.
You need a different sport. All right, another question. Will J from Patreon, what is the most energy-efficient and practical wrestling move that I could learn if I only had time to learn one really well?
There's a fireman's carry, but that's if you're down. If you're standing from a standing position,
all right.
My favorite move, it's everybody's favorite move, it's just very hard to execute against another wrestler who also knows this move, okay? You're standing, let's say you're going to dance with the person. So your hands are palm to palm, like your left hand is out palm to palm, and your other hand is on their waist, okay? So I'm being explicitly descriptive here for people who will only hear this on the radio.
Thank you.
Okay? If I now step across the two of us, okay? Step across the two of us and put my arm that's on your waist completely around your waist. Put my butt, now my back is to you, and quickly raise my butt up into your hips.
Mm-hmm.
You are now off the ground.
So this,
and I'm holding onto your other arm.
Yeah.
So I have you at your center of mass around your waist, and I've got your other arm, and all I have to do is twist and bend, and your back goes straight to the mat.
You're going down.
You're going down, and I have control of you as you go down.
Mm.
So it's a takedown into a pin.
Wow.
And you're going down. And once you lose your foot contact to the mat.
So what's this move called?
I don't know. It's got a name.
It does have a name. Will J, it does have a name, and it will consist of a lot of speed. For you to move your...
Yeah, you have to get in there and do this quickly so that they don't try to then react.
Right.
Yeah. Okay? And mind you, while you're doing this, your back is to them. You don't want that for too long because if they figure out what's happening, they'll reach around and just grab you and now they're behind you and they've got the advantage.
Right. Exactly.
So you have to do this so quickly that you get them off the ground before they even know it. And then gravity takes care of the rest.
This is a very intimate sport, this wrestling.
I had a move. My favorite move, because I have long legs and long arms, is a figure four scissor headlock. And we're both down on the ground. My opponent is face down.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because if they're face up, they're pinned. So they're face down.
Thank you.
And I have, in my case, their left arm twisted backwards towards me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
And
you shouldn't smile when you say
that. No. And my elbow is in the center of their back.
Oh.
So they're not getting up. Because all of my body weight is in the center of their back and their left arm is back.
That's legal?
No, I'm not. Well, yes, it's legal.
This is wrestling.
I'm not yanking his arm off his body. Your arm does that.
Well, yeah, it does.
It's what you do when you're swimming.
Right.
Okay, your arm pulls back.
But you're saying you're pulling it towards you.
Yes, just because I don't want him to get up.
Okay.
Okay, so now watch. Mm-hmm. So what I do then is bring that arm around my waist and I walk forward. And that arm pries him up. And I take my left foot, wrap it around his head, and I just walk him over. And all of this creates a lever arm, and he can choose to lose his head.
Right.
But there's a rule in wrestling.
Don't lose your head.
Wherever the head goes, the body follows.
Well, that's kind of a good rule.
Of course, you lose.
Right. Unless you lose your head.
In which case, that rules off.
It's different.
It's not my fault. He broke the rules.
Go ahead. Anyhow, so some moves are more efficient than others. So efficiency matters in your moves because I used to think wrestling was just one of the hardest sports, but I'm going to say it's the hardest sport.
Mm.
And I base that on just empirical data.
Okay.
Ask people, what's the hardest sport they've ever done? I invite you to do so.
I'm with you.
Just do so. And you'll get all kinds of answers. Cross-country skiing.
Right.
Triathlon.
Mm-hmm.
Marathon.
Ping pong. For some, yes. Others, no. You were saying, Dr. Tyson.
Badminton.
Right, no. Exactly.
Golf. Golf.
You're a bad influence.
So terrible. Me. So terrible golf.
You're a bad influence. Leave me alone.
Toughest sport ever.
Swimming. You'll get over all manner of answers.
Yeah.
If they have wrestled, they will tell you wrestling. That is 100% of the cases I have asked. I've done it maybe 50, 70 times. I've asked people.
It's interesting because...
Even rowing. And I used to row. Row.
Yeah.
Didn't take you out. Okay? One time I wrestled and I did not have enough energy to hold my pee.
Wow. That's pretty tired.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Guys, a little TMI on that one. That was in high school.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I've drank enough where that happened.
Yeah. That happened and you weren't even wrestling.
Yeah, I
wasn't. You didn't hold your pee.
Yeah, no, I just got drunk enough where I was like, I felt like I've been wrestling all day. Actually, I'm wrestling with this addiction. No, okay. All right. So here we go.
Another question.
Please.
Call me Christoph on Instagram says, has Dr. Tyson finally perfected the double title lock move? This is somebody
Knows my stuff.
Oh.
Somebody knows my stuff.
There you go.
No, I don't think I've ever, have I written that once? He must have heard me talk about it at some point.
Is this a move you were talking about earlier?
So there's a move, yeah, earlier in the show. So the moon, you may know, always shows the same face to us.
Okay.
So there's a near side and there's a far side.
Mm-hmm.
The far side is mistakenly occasionally called the
dark side,
which is not. It gets light, right. Just like every other part of the moon.
It's only the dark side because that's the room you're in while you're smoking the marijuana as you listen to Pink Floyd. Floyd.
Right, exactly. Right. So, Earth has tidally locked the moon so that it rotates once a month.
Right.
Okay. What we're saying is, as the moon moves around us, it is rotating at the exact rate so that it's always showing the same side to us. But that sounds like what that means is not rotating. No.
No.
No. It actually has to rotate for that to happen. Right. Think about it. If the moon is on one side of you and you're looking at it, that face, when it's on the other side of you, it has to turn around and face back the other way.
Otherwise, you would be seeing the other side of the moon.
Correct.
There you go.
Okay. The moon is trying to tidally lock us.
Well, good luck to you, moon.
I know. It's going to lose before the sun ends. So, right. But it's trying.
Right.
Can't blame it for trying.
No.
So our day is slowing down slowly so that one day after the sun dies, a day on Earth would equal a month on a moon month. So in other words, the time it takes the moon to go around the Earth, that's how long it would take Earth to rotate.
To spin around once.
So we would only show the same face to the moon. That's called a double title lock.
A double title lock.
Yes. So I thought to myself, I want to invent a wrestling move called the double title lock.
Interesting.
Cosmically inspired. And so I came up with a move where you and I are face to face and we lock arms. Okay?
Okay.
Now, you are as strong as I am. We are the same weight, and we're both fit. We both have 1.5% body fat.
Mm-hmm.
So this only works if you're fast, okay, and they can't know it's coming. So you lock up the two arms, and we are, like, face-to-face, almost chest-to-chest.
Okay.
And the moment I do that, right. I then drag one side of you down and spin you to the mat. And as we rotate... We rotate facing each other as we descend. But I have to make sure I am in charge and in control of you the entire time for that descent. Because you're not going to want to go down.
Right.
So how do you ensure you have the control?
I have to pull you away from your center of mass.
Right.
So that you're out of balance. And in order to get balance, you have to step forward coming into my grip.
So it's almost like your opponent is falling. You have them falling. Gripped.
It's a controlled fall.
It's a controlled fall.
Your and why opponent do you fall? Is
falling. And while you fall, I rotate.
Yes.
You're face to face and we rotate together and you end up on your back.
No, no. I'm saying
the opponent.
Yes.
So you as the opponent will end up on your back.
And I've got both of your arms.
Right. So you can't.
With all my body weight pressing on your chest.
Wow. That's a great move.
Right. Double title lock.
The double title.
It's two faces facing each other and rotating.
And they rotate together.
Right.
And that's cool because when it's over, you just get up and you go, you just got DTL'd, baby.
DTL, what's up? Double title lock.
You just got served by a
concept of the universe. By the way, Pluto and its major moon, Charon, are both, it's a double title lock.
Charon! Okay.
Were you able to execute that move at any point?
No, I tried it once. I wasn't quick enough at it, and I had to perfect it more. And by then, by the time I really got into it, I had stopped wrestling.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I can execute it if I tell you to
play along.
To play along. Yeah, if you play along with me, it would work. But you said it correctly. I have to put you in a spiral fall.
Right.
And the only way I can do that is to constantly pull you pull you forward. So you're trying to keep your balance.
Right.
And every next step, you're closer to
that. That's a cool move, actually. Yeah. I kind of dig it.
All right, we've got a question here from Cooper Holland on Instagram. How come heavyweights are so boring, but little guys are always super slick and fun to watch?
Oh, okay. Interesting. So let me first disagree mildly with that.
For sure.
Okay. The little guys are quick and not strong, and the big guys are strong but not quick. So ask yourself, at what weight class do you have the best combination of speed and strength?
Right.
I would put that, personally, 160s. You know, there's a metric and there's the poundage one, and it's not the same in collegiate as it is in Olympics. But I would say the guys that are in the 160-pound range, 160 and 170, they have the best combination of strength and speed. So for me, they're the most fun to watch.
Do you ever get the outlier, the big guy with the speed?
Oh, there's some fast big guys, and they'll win every time. I mean, or you get the really strong small guy. And they're hard to.
I call them the fire plugs.
The fire plugs. Oh yeah.
The fire. Okay. The guy is like, he's 5'3".
Right.
And again,
we're always exactly the same weight.
Right.
So there's a limit to how. So if you're really strong, you're shorter.
Right.
And if the taller, weaker wrestler doesn't know how to exploit their lankiness relative to your strength, then you're.
It's always tough.
Got to center of gravity against levers. Right. Yeah. So in NFL, they always talk at line of scrimmage, low guy wins.
Yes. However, when you're already on the mat,
Everybody's
center of gravity is low. So the center of gravity matters in a takedown more than it's going to matter.
Right.
Cool. All right. I guess we got to take a break.
We'll take another break. Yes.
But you got a whole pages of questions there. Okay.
So that's why we're coming back after the break. So as we can get more from Dr. Tyson, more of your questions, and more insight into the world of wrestling.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome back to Playing with Science and a Cosmic Queries show, this time with Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson, focusing purely on the wrestling, something he knows a lot about.
Well, a little bit. I mean, I wrestled for 8 years, so.
Wow.
It's 8 years.
That's a long time to devote yourself.
Seven years.
Yeah. And we were discussing.
It was eight, because I had a little bit in graduate school, too.
That's a lot, man.
Yeah. So we were discussing earlier in the show about developments in the world of wrestling, and particularly with the women.
Yeah, women are now wrestling, intercollegiate. And, of course, this early, you don't have the full backdrop, the full repository of talent as you did for men, because men are doing it since middle school. So it'll take a while to build that, I think. But for the examples I've seen, I was stunned by how exciting and how interesting it was. There was an exhibition match held in Times Square here in New York City.
Wow.
And where some international folks came in, some people who had wrestled in the Olympics. It was fun to see them. You get their autograph and you get the exhibitions. And so the women were there. And I, you know, the naive expectation, well, the women and, you know, this is an upper body thing. And the women have their sports, you know, like the uneven bar in the
in the
gymnastics. You know, not all sports are equally divided.
Correct.
Right? Men don't do the uneven bar. The women don't do the rings,
right.
For example.
In, exactly.
Right?
Men don't do the balance beam.
The balance beam. Right. So the things that are, they split up based on body type. So fine. Okay, I get that. In wrestling, you say, okay, it's a guy thing because guys, no, the women, oh my gosh.
The men wrestle in a weight class.
In a weight class, there it is. So you just match two women.
They just match people equally.
And there it is. And it, they got the wrestling rules and they're all the same rules.
I'm going to get my daughter into this right away.
It was completely taken by it. And so I'm just pleased to report that this is on the rise.
Good.
And
I'm in an era
where we're separating the genders and things. This is just, are you the same weight? Go for it. There it is.
I can't wait to get my daughter involved. Guess what? Yeah. I'm looking at that scholarship money right now. get in on the ground floor, man. You know, she's five. She starts wrestling now. By the time she gets to college,
she kicks some ass.
Ooh, yeah.
All right. So let's do lightning round because you got pages and pages of questions here. Go.
All right. We got Ed.
Do I have my bell? I don't have my bell. Okay.
All right, no bell. Ding, ding. Right, Ed Bamaru, 82, listening in Tijuana, Baja, California. This is on Instagram. All right, quick question. If you had to organize a wrestling match somewhere in the universe, where would it be?
Ooh. In the universe. Wow. Ooh.
Okay, so most places in the universe will kill you.
Mm-hmm.
So of all the places in the universe, I'd have to organize the wrestling match on Earth.
So you could
live. And I would hold it in Death Valley, but in an air-conditioned place in Death Valley. Why? Because that's the lowest place on Earth's surface. We have the highest atmospheric pressure, where every breath of air you take has more oxygen than any other breath and any place else. So you get to wrestle more. It's a higher concentration of air.
Okay.
I'm loving that answer.
It's the opposite of going to a mountaintop, right? Yeah. You get a shorter breath.
Exactly.
You go lower down.
I'm loving that.
Or go to some salt mine.
Wow.
A mile down and have wrestling matches there.
Nice.
You'd never be out of breath.
Yeah, it's just... Everybody walking around sound like Darth Vader.
All right. Come on, Chuck.
Next question. Go.
All right, here we go. How can a shorter wrestler use physics to their advantage against a taller wrestler? Rob from Rhode Island.
That's great. A shorter wrestler, if you're quick,
right,
you can attack their legs very easily from the standing starting position. You just get in there, and now I got you on my leg, and I'm trying to get you off my leg, and now you've got the first advantage. And if you're low on my legs, and if you grab one leg and trip the other leg, I go down.
Right.
Right.
And that 2 points for me.
Because my balance is established by my two legs.
Right.
And so shorter wrestlers can get in deeper on a quick move. But once you're down, being short is no longer...
It's not an advantage anymore.
It's harder to exploit
Everybody's the same size laying down.
Yeah, there you
All
go.
Right.
Yep.
Vision, I like this name. Vision of Oz from Instagram.
Uh-huh.
I think we may have covered this, but let's go again. Which law of physics would you believe would affect wrestlers the most?
Okay, so for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Okay.
It's one of Newton's three laws of motion.
Yes, correct.
So that one, I think, manifests the most in wrestling.
All right.
Yeah.
Next question, Chuck.
Okay, go.
Interesting.
By the way, his other laws, objects in motion tend to stay in motion unless acted on by an outside force.
Okay.
Inertia? It's the inertia one. Mm-hmm. And the other one is his formula, force equals mass times acceleration, which is the correspondence between what, if you press on something, how will it begin to move for having done so?
Right.
And... but the action and equal opposite reaction, I think that's the most
for me in wrestling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, this is Jordan Rothers from Instagram wants to know this. I saw recently that wrestling has one of the lowest rate of high schoolers going on to compete in college. Why do you think this is? P.S. I think the double title lock has been invented already and is referred to as an inside trip.
Oh, interesting. Because I'm not tripping the person.
No, you're not.
That's interesting. I'm just spiraling them down. So thank you for that. I'll look at some videos on that to see how they get the person to come down. For me, I mean, tripping would be simpler than spiraling you down.
Yeah.
Because I have to still make sure that you're losing your balance all the way. But if I just trip you, I take you down right on the spot.
Exactly.
That's no celestial dance, then, is it?
No, no, it's not tripping, a dance. No. Right, right. I can grab you and trip you backwards, and that's the pin.
But the idea is to have both your arms locked at the same time.
And you want a pirouette.
And you're right.
Yeah, the pirouette, I got this.
And we're going to do it to music.
I'm keeping my double title lock on
that. Yeah, we're going to do it to music.
But otherwise, I'll trip you, and we just down, and we lose the dance.
There you go.
Wait, but the other one was what?
The other one was, why do you think that wrestling has the lowest rate of high schoolers going on to compete in college?
I did not know that. And I'm surprised because the college wrestlers I've seen, they've been doing that since, you know, sixth grade. So I don't know. And I'd be disappointed to learn if that were really, really true.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you got to teach people afresh, you know, all anew.
And by the way, it's a great sport to get some college money for. You know, everybody wants to play. I'm telling you, if you got a kid, everybody's trying to be a basketball player or a soccer player or a football player or a baseball player. The Title IX and all that money, it's got to be distributed a certain way. Get your kid into fencing. Get your kid into wrestling. Get your kid into, like, seriously. That's what you want
to
do.
What prep school did you go to? The fencing?
Hey, I'm just saying.
The sixth Duke of Earl will be fencing against.
And the Duke is on scholarship.
Right,
exactly. It says it because his parents aren't fools. Right, Chris Hartvigson on Facebook. Does bouncing off the ropes really add power to the people's elbow?
Okay, we're talking about pro wrestling now.
Yeah,
okay. So, here's what happened.
Talking about The Rock.
I'm talking tongues.
But. Okay, no. So the rope is a way for you to not lose the energy you had going into the rope. So the rope takes your energy into the rope and gives it back to you on the way out.
Right.
No lost energy.
Right.
And so there you have.
Because you have to put energy into it to bend the rope. It's like a bow and arrow. You got to pull the bow back in order to get the arrow to go forward.
And so all of these sort of rubberized things help the acrobatics of the professional bout.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Next, keep coming. I'm on a roll here.
Darren R. Ngaro on Facebook. Okay. What's the average energy output of a 3 to 5 minute match, heavy or lightweight?
In collegiate type wrestling, right?
Oh, you know, I don't know.
All right.
But when I wrestle for 6 minutes, I'm near dead.
So a lot.
I'd have to calculate that, I've never done so. But
that's intense.
Generally, when we think of energy output, we think of you're on a treadmill, you're sweating, you're doing these things.
Calories.
You're not thinking of this static force against force, not moving, because it can't move because there's a force against you that's exactly your strength. You are burning energy just not moving against that other person's force. And so it's a whole other kind of investment of body energy compared to the aerobic energy we think of when you're on a treadmill or on a rowing machine.
Absolutely.
So it's the most exhaustive 6 minutes I've ever spent doing anything in my life. We got to figure out a way to quantify that.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So Malik Umer Saeed says this from Facebook. What is the ultimate tensile strength of a human muscle? Interesting question.
Yeah.
It's a great question. Yeah.
Ooh. So I knew a guy who liked doing things like arm wrestling, and you do the wrist thing where you try to you interlock fingers
wrist to wrist and
wrist
try
to
wrist
and
back.
You try to bring back the wrist. What he does is he is very good at locking his muscles.
Mm.
And then he just tips you backwards and you're trying to use energy to move his muscle, but he's locked them. Okay?
That's pretty cool.
He's locked them. And then I said, that feels dangerous to you. And he said, why? I said, because if you lock your muscles and I hit a tipping point in those muscles, you rip the muscle out of the joint.
Ew.
Right? It just rips rather than flexing.
Yes.
You lock the muscle and you rip the ligaments, the tendons. And in fact, he told me that actually happened to him. No, not to him, to another person he was doing it against.
Wow.
This wrist wrestling exercise. So
why am I in pain?
I know
right
why
now.
You in pain.
I'm in pain.
So I don't know, but I can tell you that muscle strength scales as the cross-sectional area of the muscle itself. That's why bigger muscles are stronger than smaller muscles. It's quite a simple equation there.
There you go. All right. We're out of time.
I can't quantify that, but I'm just saying. Do you remember any old-time SNL fans here? They
Oh, yes. I think I know where you're going.
Okay, there was one where they were parodying the fact that everyone was doing drugs in the Olympics. So they were going to have a new kind of Olympics where drug use was encouraged. Okay, so they go to the weightlifting part. And the guy bends down to pick up the weights. And then he goes for the deadlift. They said, oh, no, this is the second time someone has pulled their arms off. His blood squirting out from his shoulder. It was pretty gross.
That's pretty wild.
Let's not encourage that.
No, we don't want to encourage that.
No. So, but that's about it, Chuck.
Yeah, man, I can't believe it. Fun show.
Yeah, and thank you, Dr. Tyson, for your insight into the world of wrestling.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I didn't know what this topic was when I came in today.
I know.
I would have done a little more homework.
Well, we like to keep you on your toes.
Wrestler. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, you can't be sorry.
I'm wrestling and I'm an old man now.
Yeah, well, listen, you're better than me. All I wrestle with is childhood issues.
Right. On that note, thank you to everybody who...
Oh, well, one other thing before you end.
Apparently.
There was talk of getting rid of wrestling in the Olympics. Because the viewing audience was not as high as it was for figure skating or for all these other or for other sports. And so I said, you know, I have to weigh in on this. I can't just let this go unchallenged.
Yeah.
So I hate pitting one sport against another.
Mm-hmm. But
I said, I've never seen synchronized swimmers on the side of a Grecian urn.
That's pretty funny.
Nor badminton, for that matter.
Right.
That's all I said.
Oh.
Yes.
I just said I didn't see that. I haven't seen it. Maybe somebody made one with synchronized swimming, and I have missed it.
Right.
Yeah.
But on Grecian urns, you get the discus thrower, you get the wrestler.
Right. I say what you do is just combine the two. Wrestling on ice.
You see, you and I had the same thought.
It seems like it's time to end this program.
Oh, okay. Yes, it was.
Triple Sal Cal, bam, right into a body slam. Ooh, that had to hurt.
Okay, so we've done it once again. We've reinvented the world of wrestling, and we shall continue to do such things in our following shows. Thank you to everybody who had a question read out. Thank you to everybody who sent a question in and we weren't able to get there. Thank you to Dr. Tyson because it's been fabulous always.
Thanks for having me. You usually plug me in every now and then, but now I was like the guest
on
the show.
It's fun. Yeah.
All right. That's nice.
So that's it. I've been Chuck Nice.
And I've been Gary O'Reilly.
And this has been Playing with Science. Until next time.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.